The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the news show. It's the 20th of January, 2020. A lot of 20s happening today in there. All the best technology news we've got for you right now that's happened over the weekend, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. Well, SpaceX had a pretty good weekend. That is, if you're one of those humans that wants to make it into space in one piece. Yes, the space flight firm has now successfully conducted an in-flight test of Crew Dragon's launch escape system. Basically, the capsule separates itself from the Falcon 9 rocket and splashed down in the Atlantic Ocean afterward. Now, all we gotta wait for is if the capsule actually landed properly and if the two humanoid test objects inside actually remained intact. Yeah, that's kind of an important detail there. Now, according to SpaceX, this was the last big test they needed to do before they could actually put humans on board and be able to fly them to the International Space Station. As for when that will be happening, well, we need to make sure the dummies are okay first. But if they are, we could be seeing it this year. Yeah, believe that or not. Well, the European Union is at it again with Apple. This time they're telling them, hey, why don't you put a USB-C port there on your iPhone? Make it accessible for everybody. No special lightning crap. Now, this is not going to happen just yet. No, they're just in discussing, thinking, yeah, is it a good idea? Maybe we should do that. We'll see. The European Union right now is actually trying to get feedback from the public and technology companies to see if they're going to move forward with this. Of course, Apple, they ain't going to want this to move forward. They make a lot of money on accessories. Plus, if there's a third-party accessory out there, that is official one, they have to pay a little licensing fee to Apple, which again makes them a bit of money. Now, Apple actually did respond to this, possibly moving forward, saying that Apple stands for innovation. Regulations like so would drive conformity across the type of connector built into all smartphones and would freeze innovation. Such proposals are actually bad for the environment and unnecessarily disruptive for customers. Well, the year is new, so we're just gonna have to wait a few months probably for the EU to see if they get that itch or not. And finally, hey, here's something that probably won't affect you at all. The IGTV button on your Instagram, did you ever press it? Yeah, me neither. I guess Instagram thought, well, hey, nobody's using this thing, so they've gotten rid of it. Ah, we might remember last year, the IGTV was supposed to be this new ushering in of video. Yeah, I guess that didn't really go according to plan. According to a spokesperson over at Facebook, they said, yes, indeed, Instagram is removing the IGTV icon at the top of its main interface. The reason for this is because most people are watching IGTV videos through their main feed. I kind of wanted to say, yeah, duh. They also went on to say that they don't think people are actually going to watch a 5-minute professionally shot video like they would on YouTube through Instagram. Yeah, that's also probably very true. Got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishnews@gmail.com. Check out our official website too, britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can get subscribed to all of our fantastic podcasts. I'm talking about the Mac Show. I'm talking about the Big Show. I'm talking about the Photo Show. And heck, you can even subscribe to the new show over there too. Plus, check out the latest post on the BTN blog and so much more. Come by today, britishtechnetwork.com. Check us out on social media destinations too at Facebook at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join us in our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back at your way for tomorrow's installment, your Tuesday edition, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, ran out of breath there. Have yourself a great Monday, all right? Let's get this week off on the right foot. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.